this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise. Wow. Where was that? Yeah. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, you can go to deliberatenoise.com. If you want to contact me, you can... You can leave it... a comment on a website, or you can call the, my email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. I just finished watching the latest episode of Sleepy Hollow. I think that might be the season finale. Or if not, it's one of those stupid mid-season finales that I hate so much. Either way, it was 2 hours. And man, oh man, you want to talk about blowing my mind. I'm sitting there and I'm watching it.
I
thought that, I didn't know that the show was going to last like the whole season. But luckily, it has found an audience, and they've been at least allowed to tell this part of the story. I don't know how much longer it's going to be able to last. Wow. It's very rare that you can take... a show with all the major characters, put them in cliffhangers where all of them, how can I put this? Any one of these cliffhangers would bring me back for more, but to have all of them at once, this is just making me go crazy. It's like, I want the next episode now. I just finished watching 2 hours of the show, and I want more right now. Now, I talked about it on episode 36, back when I was still doing episode numbers. So go on scifinoise.com and look for episode 36 so you can hear my original opinions on the show. But now, there's so much I want to say and there's so much I don't want to say because this is a show, I should say this is an episode that I really think that people should actually watch, you know. I'm not gonna spoil. I want to spoil, but I'm not gonna spoil. Anyway, how can I put this? They have effectively taken all of the major characters and a couple of the major minor characters and put them in situations that are just so well thought out, especially for these particular characters, that it just, man, I mean, they, when this show appears on one of the streaming services, Or if you really want to go ahead and bite the bullet and get the DVD, this is definitely worth a binge watch. Okay. The first few episodes, you know, it's a lot of setting up stuff. And there are people who are just like, I don't like this part. This is too historically inaccurate. I've actually heard somebody say that this is historically inaccurate. And I'm thinking, oh, really? You mean to tell me that there really wasn't a headless horseman running around in the Revolutionary War, and that there really was a guy named Ichabod Crane who ended up, you know, working for George Washington and going into the future? You mean that part is okay? You can believe that part, but you have problems with, you know, these other details in the show? Come on, if you're going to suspend belief, you have to suspend it either all the way or none. Okay. To me, when you watch a show like this, you don't get caught up in historical inaccuracies, because this is not our universe. This is a different universe. There are some similarities, yes, but there are obvious differences that are big, huge differences. Okay. So what some people take a look at in the historical context and say, oh yeah, this didn't happen. No, this didn't happen in our timeline. Remember, I said all stories are real recently. So in another timeline, then yeah, that's how it happened. In the timeline of Sleepy Hollow, that's how it happened. Okay. I have a friend who I think lives near Sleepy Hollow, New York. And one of the problems that his wife had was there were no black people in Sleepy Hollow, New York. This is a different universe. So, yes, obviously there are black people in Sleepy Hollow, New York. This is not a documentary. This is a work of fiction. And man, oh, man, you know, I'm not going to say this has like been a great season, because there have been a couple of clunker episodes to me. One's just like, you know, if it was not for the charisma of the leads, I probably would have skipped an episode or two. Mm-hmm. But to me, if you liked a show like Fringe, then this is a spiritual successor, okay? Whereas Fringe dealt with Fringe science, this is sort of dealing with, let's just call it Fringe history, okay? And a lot of magic. The ending of this episode is really, man, it's a lot of thought and planning went into where they got to. And in fact, they did a whole bunch of flashbacks, but it wasn't like some of the flashbacks that you'll normally see where there's like 5 minute long, oh yeah, this is what happened, you know, years ago, or like Heroes, where they will take over an entire episode to show you what happened, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. No, this is flashbacks to earlier in the season where they will show you like 5 seconds worth of a previous episode, and you're like, oh. Now, some people may think, oh, well, you know, that's really not respecting the viewer. The viewer should remember, you know. And, well, no, the viewers may not remember, because if they're a viewer like me, okay, then they're watching more than one television show. And if you're watching more than one television show, you're not necessarily going to remember. All right, and even if you are that rare person who watches just one television show, you've got to be tying up your time with other things, such as reading books, reading comic books, watching movies, listening to what's that stuff called? Music, or listening to people talk. So you're hearing all these other stories, right? There's no guarantee that you're going to remember something that happened for 3 seconds 4 months ago. You know what I mean? Until somebody says, oh, yeah, remember this happened? You're like, oh, yeah, that's what that meant. Just a lot of planning. Just a lot of planning. Now, once it got towards the part where they were revealing a bunch of reveals, it's like, yeah, okay. Yes, I kind of guessed that part. And there were like two or three big reveals that I had already guessed. And there were a couple of ones that just left me like, did not see that one at all. Okay, did not, or just flat out didn't see that one coming. You know, there were certain twists. And it's just like, man, this is, yeah, like I said, it's the last one as of January 22nd, 2014. What, 2 days ago? Man, oh man. Yeah, when you watch it on Netflix or Hulu Plus or Amazon Prime, just binge watch it. Just watch as much as you can, as quick as you can, because the show is really, once it gets to this point, you'll see why I'm just going crazy, you know? This man, oh man, really liked it. The characters of Ichabod Crane and Abby Mills, I think her last name is, Lieutenant Mills, yeah, they work together. Those two actors, they work so well together, you know? This is one of the few times you can actually believe a male-female friendship that's not going to lead to romance. Now, I think that it might not lead to romance because of the difference in ethnicities. Because, let's face it, Fox TV, TV people in general, they don't mind having interracial couples, but they don't really show interracial romance all that much. It's like, yeah, these people have been together for years, but very rarely do they meet and date for a while. And quite frankly, in this case, it would be sort of not inappropriate, but unnecessary, you know? Because these two get along so well that romance to me would just ruin it, you know. Just like romance has ruined many other television shows that where it's just like, hey, let's put these two together. This time, definitely, just would not work. Because despite the fact that they're partners, she's the one in charge. You know, and it seems kind of weird that he would take orders from her, but he pretty much does. You know, she's the one who makes a lot of the big decisions, and I really like that. Orlando Jones's character has really developed in these last two or three episodes, especially. Once he was let in on what was going on, because, you know, a lot of times and this is something I've noticed with gramming out this show. They've decided to get away from that same old trope of, you know, hiding the secret from everybody else on the show, you know. And it's just like, hey, you know what? It makes, you know, like on Grimm, it makes absolutely no sense for Nick's partner, whose name I can never remember, to not know what's going on, to not be able to figure out what's going on, you know? And in this case, it makes no sense for the captain who's watching these two like a hawk to not know what's going on. Just really good. And an addition of John Noble to the show, just really, not only did it tighten up the whole, in my mind at least, because I was thinking this beforehand, but once he joined the show, it sort of tightened that connection of Fringe for me and for a lot of other people. Because, like, before I saw some Fringe-ish thing to it. But once he got to the show, it's like, yeah, this is so much more like Fringe. And where they put his character at the end, just some really good, well-thought-out stuff, you know? In fact, I think the only character that they did not address of any kind of consequence was the Hispanic guy from the early episodes. I can't remember his name. I can't remember names right now because I'm just so blown away. I'm pretty sure he showed up, though. But, you know, he's one of those guys that he's keeping an eye on everybody. But, you know, he's too stupid to figure out what's going on. But everybody else, they're in their spot. Crane is where the writers want him. Abby is where she is. Orlando Jones is where he is. Katrina is where she is. The Horseman. Just everybody. Just Abby's sister. Everybody. Just... they're placed exactly where they all need to be for the next season or the continuation of this one. I'm not even sure. For the next part of this story to be really good. Ah, man, I can't wait. I hope this isn't... I hate the mid-season break, but if that's what this is, that's good, because that means they're coming back. It's going to kill me if I have to wait till the fall. You know, this show is just so good. Anyway, if you've seen this finale, I guess I'm talking about, get in touch with me. My email address is, once again, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, @deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Or, like I said, just go ahead, go to the website, scifinoise.com. Leave a message, leave a comment, and I do respond, you know, so we can have a conversation going there. So anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.